music and sing along to Elvis Costello, 1026 4MK, and Rob Kidd for Brekkie. Thanks to Harvey Norman Electrical at Cannonvale. Morning, Todd on the team. And as we know, there's a lot of crime around MacArthur with Sundays. People breaking into homes, people stealing things, especially cars, people doing some really strange activities out on the roads when they steal these cars. One massive story over the last 24, 48 hours happened out of Black's Beach. Collie Stanton's place. Some lowlifes broke into the place, stole their two cars, and then one of them has now been recovered up in far north Queensland. The other one is still wandering around the place. We've got her on the line. Collie, good morning to you, but firstly, how are you feeling?
I don't know. We just went through the motions, I think. You know, like yesterday morning when we sort of got up and found them gone, that I guess was where we just, that was a bit harder to process. But I've just run through the motions since then, and there's mixed feelings. I mean, you're angry because you wish it never happened. Mm. But at the same time, what yesterday did show me was just how many beautiful friends I have around me.
Yeah.
And also just our community in general. From here, I mean, the cars are in Townsville now, so mine's still running around somewhere. But it's just the whole community. I'm getting messages from people I don't even know, people with sightings, people contacting police and me. We might have all these crime problems and youth problems, but at the same time, we've got an incredible community around us in North Queensland, which is really heartening.
Yeah, it is very heartening, and I love it. That's why I've been here since 1981. What's the whole idea of it? What message would you want to put out to people with stuff, cars, valuable stuff like that? Because you're at Black's Beach. We thought everything was okay.
Yeah, so where we are is actually out in the dunes, so way down the end of Pacific Drive. There's only one way in, one way out.
Mm-hmm.
Even the police said this stuff doesn't happen here. There were actually five other homes hit before ours. We were the only ones that got the cars stolen.
Okay.
Our cars were actually out in the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a locked-up garage available, that's going to protect you. That's what police have actually said too,
mm-hmm.
Because they won't put garage doors up. It's too noisy. So the other car, the other houses that were hit, their cars were locked away in garages. Ours weren't. Our house was locked. You know, I did question myself when I saw the back door open because I was last to go to bed and very late. But, you know, we realised, no, I did actually lock up after all because we can see the damage where they've actually jimmied all the doors open and got things open. You know, any extra deadlocks, things like that will help. But the other thing is we've talked for so long about we really should lock our keys away. You know, people say it all the time. They break in and take keys off the bench. We should be locking our keys away. And we continue to talk about it and talk about it and talk about it, and finally it actually happened to us. So lock your keys away, stop talking about it.
Fingers, well, as you say, you found the Merc up in Garuba where the other one's still wandering around. If you need to borrow my black Barina, it's 20 years old this year.
Thank you. But I actually do have a friend of mine has lent me a car until I can sort out the rental car, which I do have available on insurance.
Yep.
The problem is because, don't leave your wallets in the car because we've got nothing. We've got no ID, no credit cards. We've got nothing.
Yeah.
So that's now made it really difficult for us to follow through on anything like picking up a rental car and things like that. So so until I can sort all that stuff out, I've been lent a car. We have mowing businesses, and my husband luckily has been lent a truck to tow the trailer so he can continue to work today. And that's what I mean. We've just got these beautiful friends around us that have come to the rescue. Other people offering to run kids around, pick them up, drop them home, things like that. So it's been really wonderful.
It's fantastic to hear. Well, again, the offer is there for the Barina. We're here to help you any way we possibly can.
Thank you.
You let us know when you find this other car. Good luck, Kylie.
I shall too. Thanks so much, Rob.
No dramas at all. Remember, our number 1-300-872-911. And if you know someone who needs help, Rob's Rescue, get online. Tell us the details. We want to help as many people as we can. 4mk.com.au.